जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद सो आई सिलेक्टेड वन वर्स पाया मानुष जन्म ये ना सुने गौर गुण हे न जन्म तार व्यर्थ होइल पाया अमृत धुनी पिए विष गर्त पानी जन्मी आसे के न नाही महिल पाया मानुष जन्म एनीवन हु हैज गॉटन the form of a human body ye who na does not shune hear gaura guna the qualities of lord chaitanya mahaprabhu hena janma such a birth tara his vyartha hoila becomes useless paya getting the opportunity Amrita Dhuni of the river of nectar pee drinks jan visha garta pani water in a poison pit of material happiness janmiya taking birth as a human being say he kene why nahi did not moilo die translation and purport Brijesh Prabhupada ki jai anyone who attains a human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity amrita dhuni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service if after getting a human body one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river it would be better for him not to have lived but to have died long ago can you repeat anyone who attains a human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity amrita dhuni is a flowing river of nectar of devotional service if after getting a human body one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river it would be better for him not to have lived but to have died long ago purport In this connection, Srimad Prabodhananda Saraswati has composed the following verses in his Chaitanya Chandramrita 37-36-34 Achaitanyam idam vishvam yadi chaitanyam ishwaram na viduhu sarva shastrajna hi api brahmayanti te janah This material world is without Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna consciousness personified. Therefore, if a very learned scholar or scientist does not understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, certainly he is wandering uselessly in this world. प्रसारित महाप्रेम पीयूष रस सागरे चैतन्य चंद्रे प्रकटे यो दिनो दीन एव सः. ए पर्सन हु डज नॉट टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ द नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस ओवरफ्लोइंग ड्यूरिंग द प्रेजेंस ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कल्ट इज सर्टनली द पुअरेस्ट ऑफ द पुअर. अवतीर्णे गौरचंद्रे विस्तीर्णे प्रेम सागरे सुप्रकाशित रत्नौघे यो दीनो दीन एव सः. द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज जस्ट लाइक एन एक्सपैंडिंग ओशन ऑफ नेक्टर. वन हु डज नॉट कलेक्ट द वैल्यूबल ज्यूवेल्स विद इन दिस ओशन इज सर्टनली द पुअरेस्ट ऑफ द पुअर. सिमिलरली श्रीमद भागवतम 2:3:19:20:23 स्टेट्स स्ववित वराहस्त्र खरे संसुत पुरुष पशु नायत कर्ण पथोपेत जातु नाम गदाग्रज बिलेवतो रुक्रम विक्रमान्ये न शृण्वत कर्ण पुटे नरस्य जीवासति दार्दु रिकेव सूता न चोपगायति उर्गाय गातः. जीवन शवो भा वतांग्रि रेणुं न जातु मर्त्यो भिलभेत यस्तु श्री विष्णु पद्या मनुजस्तुलस्य स्वशान शवो यस्तु न वेद गंधम. ए पर्सन हु हैज नो कनेक्शन विथ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मे बी ए वेरी ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी इन सो कॉल्ड ह्यूमन सोसाइटी बट एक्चुअली ही इज नो बेटर देन ए ग्रेट एनिमल. सच बिग एनिमल्स आर जनरली प्रेज्ड बाय अदर एनिमल्स लाइक डॉग्स हॉक्स कैमल्स एंड एसेस. A person who does not lend his oral reception to hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be considered to have ear holes like holes in a field. Although that person has a tongue, it is like the tongue of a frog which unnecessarily creates a disturbance by croaking, inviting the snake of death. Similarly, a person who neither takes advantage of the dust of the lotus feet of a great devotee nor smells the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord must be considered dead even though he is supposedly working. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:1:4 states Nivrita tarshe rupagiya manat bhavo shadashutra mano viramat kautama shloka gunanubadat puman virachita vinapashugnat. Who but the animal killer or the killer of the soul will not care to hear glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such glorification is enjoyed by persons liberated from the contamination of this material world. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 3:23:56 says, Na tirtha pada sevayati jivan api mrito hi sa. Although a person is apparently living, if he does not serve the lotus feet of great devotees, he is to be considered a dead body. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿ ತಿನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಶ್ಯತ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ಎಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಪ್ರಭು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇನ್ವೈಟೆಡ್ ಮೀ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಟುಡೇ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಒಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಮಿಶ್ರ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಸಾಯಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಗೇವ್ ಎ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಆನ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಕೋಟೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವೆರಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ವೆರಿ ಡೀಪ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ 13th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆದಿಲೀಲಾ ಆಫ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಅಡ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ವಿ ನೋ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಭಾಗವತ್ ದಿ ಅರ್ಲಿ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ದ ಲೇಟರ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಇಟ್ ಟುಕ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ಇನ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ. ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಇನ್ ಆದಿಲೀಲಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಜ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹಿ ಸಮರೈಸಸ್ ದಿ ಅರ್ಲಿ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದಿ ಅಡ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸಮರೈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಜ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ಲಿ ದಟ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್? ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟುಡೇ. ಬಟ್ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಟು ದಿ ಕಲ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಫಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ಅಮೃತ ಧುನಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ರಿವರ್ ಆಫ್ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅಡ್ವಾಂಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ರಿವರ್ ಆಫ್ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಪಾಯ್ಸನ್ ಪಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿಷ ಗರ್ತ ಪಾನಿ. ಸೊ ವಿಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪಾಯ್ಸನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗರ್ತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಡ್ರೇನ್, ವೆರಿ ಡರ್ಟಿ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಡರ್ಟಿ ಪಿಟ್. ಸೊ ವಿಷ ಗರ್ತ ಪಾನಿ. ಸೊ ಸಚ್ ಅನ್ ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅಡ್ವಾಂಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ರಾದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಸೊ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಟ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ಬೆಟರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲಿವ್ಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡೈಡ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಅಗೋ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಜ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಲೈಫ್? ಇವನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ದೆನ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕೋಟ್ಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ವೆರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಡಾಗ್ಸ್, ಹಾಕ್ಸ್, ಕ್ಯಾಮಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟಂಗ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕ್ರೋಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಫ್ರಾಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ರೈನಿ ಸೀಸನ್? ವಿ ಸಿ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರೋಕಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಹೂ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ಸ್ನೇಕ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್? ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಹೋಲ್ಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ವಾಟ್ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ ದ ತುಳಸಿ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ಆಫರ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫರ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಆದಿಲೀಲಾ 13th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್, ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರೀಡ್. ಸೊ ಅಫ್ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗ್ನಿಂಗ್ it is described that how Jagannath Mishra, whose another name is Purandara, who is he actually? He is non-different from Nanda Maharaj. He was an ocean of good qualities. And his wife, Sachi Devi, she was extremely chaste woman, very devoted to her husband. And Sachi Mata's father name was Nilambar Chakravarti. So, in brief, he narrates that how Jagannath Mishra, once he had a very divine dream, and then he felt as if, you know, just like Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudeva and then transferred to the heart of Mother Deviki, in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the heart of Jagannath Mishra and then transferred to the heart of Mother Sachi. And then, yesterday was the most auspicious appearance day. We all heard yesterday and we observed Gaur Purnima festival. So very beautiful words he says that why there was a lunar eclipse yesterday. Very beautiful verse Krishna Chakravarti says. Of course, one reason we all know is that Mahaprabhu wanted to appear when everybody was chanting Mahamantra. So during lunar eclipse, everyone, because now also it's a tradition that during eclipse in India, people usually go to a sacred water body, they take a bath, and they chant the holy names. So although most of the people were atheistic, but still on that particular day, on the day of lunar eclipse, everyone, irrespective of caste, creed, religion, everybody went to the Ganga and they all took bath and chanted the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that time Mahaprabhu appeared because his mission was to preach holy names, and therefore he appeared at a time when everyone was chanting the holy name. That means he made holy name to appear even before he came. But there is another very sweet reason that Krishnaj Goswami says, Akalanka Gaurachandra Diladarshana Sakalanka Chandra Arakona Prayojana. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? It's a beautiful shloka that, you know, the moon, yesterday night I was seeing the moon, so beautiful. But still the moon has some black spots. So Rahu, and Rahu is the planet which is responsible for eclipse, because Rahu, it covers the sun or the moon, right? So considering this, Rahu, the black planet, he covered the full moon, and immediately the vibrations of Krishna, Krishna, Hari inundated the entire the three worlds. So very beautiful reason that Rahu thought, what is the use of this moon? This has so many black spots. Now Gaurachandra, the moon of Lord Chaitanya, or Mayapur Chandra, like Srila Prabhupada named Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, right? The Mayapur temple. So when the Mayapur Chandra or the Gaurachandra, or when Gaurachandra, when he is appearing, so Rahu thought this moon is useless, it has black spots. So therefore he covered that moon. So in this way, during lunar eclipse, when everybody was chanting Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, different holy names, that time, Jagata Bharya Loka Bole Hari Hari Sekshane Gaura Krishna Bhumyavatari. When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in the form of Gaura Hari adventured himself on this earth. 94th verse of this chapter, those who are having phones, you can see, Adilila, 13th chapter, we are reading from here. So the whole world was pleased while the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord. The non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. Even Muslims, they also, out of fun, they also chanted the holy name. While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on. For demigods were very curious. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings moving and non-moving were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. So at that point of time Mahaprabhu appeared. Thus by his causeless mercy the full moon Gaurahari rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu in his own house at Shantipur was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna, but why they were dancing, no one could understand. Why Advaita Acharya Haridas Thakur were dancing? Because they could realize that their prayers was being fulfilled, their desire, because Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, they were praying intensely to the Supreme Lord that you please come and deliver the atheistic people in the world. So they could realize that the Supreme Lord has appeared in the form of Mahaprabhu. So they were very much jubilant, they were dancing. And Advaita Acharya, he also went to take bath and gave various charity. So in this way Mahaprabhu appeared. Even Srivas Thakur and all the Vaishnavas, they became so pleased. Okay, but then this appearance of Mahaprabhu was in the evening time. Just like Krishna, he appeared in the midnight, but the actual celebration was on the next day. We call Nandotsav, right? Srila Prabhupada also appeared on the day of Nandotsav, the day after Janmashtami. Similarly, although Mahaprabhu appeared yesterday evening, but actual celebration was done today morning. So Jagannath Mishra celebrated the birth of his son. Therefore, it's called Jagannath Mishra Utsav. Just like we say Nandotsav in the name of father, because father usually celebrates the birth of the son. So here Jagannath Mishra is celebrating the appearance of Mahaprabhu. So I'll just read a few verses here. Very beautifully described that how so many brahmanas and ladies and gentlemen, they came to their house with various gifts, presentations for the newly born child. It is said that even all the heavenly ladies, like wives of Brahma, Shiva, Indra, even wife of Narsingh, very interesting, it is said that Saraswati is the wife of Lord Narsingdev. So Savitri Gauri Saraswati Sachi Rambha Arundhati Arayata Deva Narigana Nana Dravye Patravhari Brahmanira Veshadhari Ashishabe Kare Darshana. Is 105 text number. Dressing themselves with the wives of Brahmanas, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Narsingadev, King Indra, and Vasishtha Rishi, along with Rambha, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with various varieties of gifts. So all the heavenly ladies and great demigoddesses, wives of great demigods, like Gauri, Saraswati, Parvati, they all came. They came for what? Although externally they came to bless the child, actually they came to get blessings of Mahaprabhu, to have the great fortune of taking darshan of the Supreme Lord, who has come in the most merciful form, Paramakaruna Pahudvijana Nitai Gaurashandra. Antarikshe Devagana Gandharva Siddha Charana Suti Nitya Kare Vadya Gita Nartaka Vadaka Bhata Navadvipe Yaranata Save Ashi Nache Paya Prita. So in the outer space, the Gandharvas, the Charanas, they started dancing. And in Navadvip also, all the professional dancers, musicians, they all gathered. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that even now there is a custom in India that whenever a child is born, whenever there is a marriage ceremony, the musicians, they come on their own. And they, of course, they play some music and then they get some gifts from the person in whose house the child was born. So in this way, so many thousands of people, millions of people were coming and going. Nobody knew who is coming and who is going. There's unlimited happiness and joy in the house of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra was so happy. And Chandrasekhar Acharya came, Srivas Thakur came, they all came and performed some ritualistic ceremonies. And whatever riches Jagannath Mishra had, you know, like Brahmana means taking gifts and distributing, dadati pratignati. So he got various gifts and he distributed them all. These days Brahmanas, they don't distribute much, they only take. But real Brahmanas means they take and they distribute. So distributed to everyone. And the wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name is Malini, she came. And she came with the wife of Chandrasekhar Acharya and other ladies. And they brought various objects of worship, like vermilion, you know, the red powder we say, sindoor, and turmeric, and oil, and fused rice, and bananas, and coconuts. So these are considered very auspicious things. Sindura, Haridra, Taila, Khai. You know, in Bengal they say Khai. Khai, I don't know whether we don't see really, but even I have seen in my childhood. It's a kind of puffed rice we see in Bengal. I think Srila Prabhupada also like that, right? It's different from Udi. It's a different kind of a puffed rice. It's called Khai. I heard some, even now in Bengal and Orissa people take fused, it's called fused rice. Like we have various kinds of flat rice, chichidwa, poha, what we call, then we have fused rice and puffed rice. So various kinds of rice. So this is, here is fused rice. Khai is considered very auspicious. So they brought this khai and turmeric. These are considered very auspicious things. And bananas and coconuts. So they brought all these things. And Srila Prabhupada says nicely in the purport that earlier there were various rituals, and the child was covered with a paste of turmeric, oil and vermilion, etc. But now Srila Prabhupada says, generally, very interesting. We see that 500 years ago, at the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these ceremonies were performed rigidly. But at present, such ritualistic performances hardly ever take place. What happens these days? Prabhupada says, generally, a pregnant mother is sent to a hospital, and as soon as her child is born, he is washed with an antiseptic, and this concludes everything. So very, just you know, usually that is what happens. The mother goes to the hospital, child is born, and they wash the child with some antiseptic, and that's it. But earlier time, you know, so many festivals and rituals, the child was washed with paste of turmeric and oil and so many things. And then Advaitacharya's wife, whose name is Sita Devi, she came. She came with all kinds of gifts and presentations. So now a few verses will describe that how Sita Thakurani, Daya Karo Sita Pati Advaita Gasai, Tava Kripa Vale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. So Sita Pati is Advaita, because the name of his wife was Sita Devi. And she was staying in Shantipur. Okay. It is said that Advaitacharya had two houses, one in Shantipur and one in Navadip. So what she brought? Suvarnera Khadi Bauli Rajata Mudra Pashuli Suvarnera Angada Kankana Dui Bahute Divya Shankha Rajatera Malabanka Swarna Mudrara Nana Haragana. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including armlets, necklaces, anklets, and bangles for the hands. Vyagranaka Hema Jadi Kati Pata Sutra Dori Hasta Padera Yata Abharana Chitravarna Pata Sadi Buni Photo Pata Padi Swarna Ropya Mudra Bahudana. There were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. So various wonderful gifts. Have you seen, I have also seen my childhood, sometimes small children there given a tiger nail, nail of a tiger set in a kind of a golden, just like we have, what do you say, necklace, and we have something there, right? Locket, something like that, yeah. And bangles and golden ornaments, many things. And she took so many other auspicious ingredients like grass paddy, you know, dhruva grass, gorochan, turmeric, kumkum, and all these things she took in a big basket to give to the child. And she went in a palanquin. Sri Prabhupada explains that this is a culture in India that respectable ladies, they never went in public outside. They always went in a covered palanquin so that nobody could see them. Srila Prabhupada says even his own mother, she used to go in a palanquin. And so Sita Thakurani came to the house of Sachi Devi and she brought all these wonderful gifts. Bhakshya bhoja upahara sange loila bahu bhara sachi grihe hoila upanita dekhiya balakathama sakshat gokulakana vanna matra dekhi vipadita. So when Sita Thakurani, she saw the child, immediately what impression came to her? That this child is exactly looking like Gopal, Krishna. But there is one difference. What is the difference? Color. Because Krishna is blackish, Gopal is blackish, but he is whitish. So therefore he is called Gaur Gopal. Dekhiya bala karathama sakshat gokula kana vanna matra dekhi viparita. Only vanna, only the color was different. Sarva anga sunirmana suvarna pratima bhana sarva anga sulakshana maya balakera divya jyoti dekhi paila bahu priti vatsalyate dravila ridaya. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs full of auspicious signs and resembling the form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. So what the auspicious signs? We know that in Mahaprabhu's body, all the 32 signs are present of a Mahabhagavat. Like long hands, we say, Ajanulammita bhujo kanakavadato sankirtanekapitaro kamalayatakshu vishvambharo dvijavaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. So he has long arms reaching the knees. You know, usually when we stand up, our hand only reaches till the thighs. But you know, long hands reaching the knees and big eyes like lotus petals. So there are so many symbols, 32 symbols, and all these 32 signs were present in the body of this child. So Sita Mata could see that he is a very divine. Of course, in her heart she knew Sri Krishna himself, that he is not an ordinary child. He's a very divine child, and Mahaprabhu had marks in his hands and feet, marks of Vishnu, you know, lotus and chakra, and so many auspicious symbols were present in his hand and feet. You know, this pastime that when once Jagannath Mishra saw in his courtyard footprints of Krishna, and he was surprised from where these footprints have come, and he thought that probably the Shaligram Shila in his home, he is doing this pastime. But once Sachi Mata, while she was feeding small Nimai, she saw these signs on his feet. And then she told her husband, and then they both realized that the child is not ordinary. Then they consulted Nilambar Chakravarti, the father of Mother Sachi. And he told that, yes, I have made the prediction that this child is not ordinary. Therefore his name was given as Vishwambhar, the sustainer and maintainer of entire existence. So in this way, Mother Sita Thakurani, she saw these wonderful signs on this newborn child. And she blessed the child. May you be blessed with a long duration of life. But being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. So see, Sita Thakurani, she is blessing Nimai. This is the love, you know, that Vatsalya Prem. Like Mother Yashoda, she is blessing Krishna, but the Krishna is the source of all blessing. But still, out of motherly love, Yashoda Maya, she blesses Krishna. Similarly here, Sita Thakurani, she is blessing Nimai. And she is saying, Chiranjeeva, Durvadhanya Dila Shirse, Kaila Bohu Ashishe, Chiranjeeva Ho Dui Bhai. Two brothers. Who are the two brothers? Nimai and his elder brother was Vishwarup. So Sita Thakurani is giving blessing to both of them. That may you both live very long lives. And may you be always protected. And Sita Devi, she gave the name as Nimai. Why Nimai? Because it is said that neem tree is very auspicious. Ghost and other evil spirits, they don't come where there is neem tree. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says that neem is very useful tree. Therefore in India, Srila Prabhupada says, especially in Uttar Pradesh, alongside the roads we have many neem trees. Now also we see on both sides of the roads we have many neem trees. Because neem has a lot of Ayurvedic application, is very good for health. And since Prabhupada had pharmacy business, he knew about health. So he's saying, neem wood is so antiseptic that the Ayurvedic science uses it to cure leprosy. Even leprosy can be cured by neem. Medical scientists have extracted the active principle of neem tree, which is called margosic acid. Srila Prabhupada was very good in chemistry and all this, you know, he's saying margosic acid. Neem is used for many purposes, especially to brush the teeth. Prabhuji, since you were there, did he use neem to brush his, Srila Prabhupada? He used neem stick to brush his teeth? Always. Yeah. Always. Wherever he went, he carried that. Yeah, that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. That neem is specially used to brush the teeth. Even my grandfather, I saw, used to use neem stick. In Indian villages, 90% of the people use neem twigs for this purpose. Of course, now the culture has changed. Now, even if you go to villages, everybody uses paste and brush. Because of all these antiseptic effects of neem tree, and because Lord Chaitanya was born beneath the neem tree, Sita Thakurani gave the Lord the name Nimai. Everyone, Nimai. Later in his youth, he was celebrated as Nimai Pandit. And in the neighborhood villages, he was called by that name. Although his real name was Vishwambar. So generally children, they have many names. One is the official name. So what is the official name of Mahaprabhu? Vishwambar, his registered name, you know, like in the Aadhaar card or... So that time there was no Aadhaar card, but of course... So his official legal name was Vishwambar, but generally everyone called him by the name Nimai. And what are the other names given to him? Gauranga, Gaur Gopal. But the most popular name when he was small was Nimai. And then after a few days, the tradition is the mother leaves a maternity home. So in every house there is a special room which is called maternity room, where the child is delivered, and the mother stays there for a few days, doesn't come out, and then there is a ceremony when the mother first comes out of the maternity room. And again there was a celebration, and Sita Thakurani came and gave various gifts. So in this way we see that this festival of Jagannath Mishra was performed. So all these Vaishnavas, they came, and all the demigods, they came in the form of Brahmanas and the wives of Brahmanas. And nobody knew who is coming. Millions of people came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. When Jagannath Mishra was surprised, how so many people are coming? He didn't know that Supreme Lord has come to his house. Entire universe, people came to have darshan. And also it is said that, of course, when Krishna is there, then Mother Lakshmi has to come, you know, Radhani has to come. So all opulences also came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. He got so many gifts, but since he was a true Brahmana, he also distributed all the gifts to everyone. It is that whatever money came because of the influence of this transcendental son, he gave it in charity to the Brahmanas for the satisfaction of Vishnu. After calculating the birth moment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilambar Chakravarti privately said to Jagannath Mishra that he saw all the different symptoms of a great personality in both the body and the birth moment of the child. Thus he understood that in the future this child would deliver all the three worlds. Patit Pavan Gaur Hari Ki Jai. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, made his advent in the house of Sachi Devi. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who hears this narration of his birth, and thus such a person attains the lotus feet of the Lord. Hari Bol. Aiche Prabhu Sachi Ghare Kripya Kaila Avatare Ye Iha Kare Shravana Gaur Prabhu Daya Maya Tare Hoina Sadaya Sei Paya Tahara Charana. So all those who heard this wonderful narration of Mahaprabhu's appearance, what he will get? The lotus feet of the Lord. And that is the greatest wealth for all the devotees. So the final verse of this chapter, 124 and 123, is the same verse that we read now. Paya manushya janma yena shune gaura guna hena janma tara vyartha hoila paya amrita dhuni piye visha garta pani janmiya shekena nai maila. Anyone who attains the human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Dhvani is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If after getting a human body one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived but to have died long ago. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Acharya Advaita Chandra Swarup Rupa Raghunatha Dasa Iha Savara Sri Charana Shire Vandi Nijadhana Janma Lila Gaila Krishna Dasa. Taking on my head as my own property the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Advaita Chandra, Sarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, I Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami have thus described the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada says that this is the real wealth for a devotee. What is our wealth? Dhana mora Nityananda Radha Krishna Sri Charana Sei mora Pranadhana. My real riches are Nityananda Prabhu and the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. So this is the real wealth for a devotee. Lotus feet of God Nitai, lotus feet of Radha Krishna. O Lord, kindly give me this opulence. I do not want anything but your lotus feet as my property. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in many places, his real property is the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Unfortunately, we are interested in unreal property and are neglecting our real property. Adhane yatana kari dhanatyagani. Beautiful words, song by Narottam Das Thakur. Gora pahu na bhajiya mainu adhane yatana kari dhana tyaginu. So we are neglecting the real property, the real wealth, and we are running after false wealth. So this is our unfortunate position. So today on this most auspicious day of Mahaprabhu's appearance, Jagannath Mishra Festival, let us pray to Sri Sri Gaur Nitai very sincerely for the blessings. He is the most merciful incarnation, Param Karuna Pahudi Jana. But unfortunately, especially I am talking about myself, that I am not attracted to the movement of Mahaprabhu. We don't take seriously the instructions of Mahaprabhu. So today, let us all pray that we get a drop of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because even if we get one drop of his mercy, that is enough to inundate us. He said, even a sight-long glance of mercy of Mahaprabhu is enough for us. So with this prayer, seeking the mercy of Mahaprabhu, there is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kathanchana smite yashmin duskaram shukaram bhavet vismritya viparitam chyat Sri Chaitanya Namamitvam. Things that are very difficult to become, things that are very difficult to do, become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. So Mahaprabhu is the most merciful form of the Lord. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Vichar Vichara Paile Chitte Habe Chamatkar. If we just contemplate that how merciful is Lord Chaitanya in this most dark age of Kali Yuga, when people are most fallen, they have no good qualities, he has come to give us the highest thing, Krishna Prem. Golokara Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. How magnanimous is Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurate Sinam. So let us contemplate that how unique, how special is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Karo Vichar. Let us discuss about this or contemplate on this. And if we do, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami is saying, what will happen? We'll be filled with wonder. Chamatkar. Our heart will be filled with wonder. Wow, so merciful. And we are so fortunate that we have come in touch with this most merciful incarnation, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. So let us take seriously to this teachings of Mahaprabhu, apply it in our own life, and whatever capacity we have, let us try to distribute this mercy of Mahaprabhu to others also. Shri Jagannath Mishra Mahotsav ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments? Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.